Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Edman.
Oh yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Edman, here to give you some of the news for the past week. And I'm going to do something a little bit different this week. You know, usually I get my news for the week from the bastion of good news, the gold standard of news, Yahoo News. And you know that they're serious just by the name Yahoo, right? And for years, Yahoo has always had front page stories, oftentimes multiple stories, on President Trump, right? Former President Trump. And so I've been going week after week trying to see that same truth to power that they speak against Joe Biden. And I haven't found it yet, but I'm going to go on there. We're going to give it one more try here this week. And I'm going to read the stories from the front page of Yahoo. The first story, there's the main story. 11 health issues doctors are now seeing more of. Okay, well, that has nothing to do with Joe Biden. Next one. Actress, kids asked if I was going to clean the bathrooms. Well, that's not nice. I'll look at that story later on. Why would they think she's going to clean the bathrooms, huh? Next, could LeBron be suspended for attending tequila event? This is a hard-hitting news that I expect from Yahoo News. Next one, whoops, Jaguars forgot to blur out draft board for show. That's a definitely newsworthy event. Outcry after AP fires journalist over tweets. Outcry. And then the last one is, why actor turns down roles where his character dies? Well, I'm really curious about that one, too. So, now, I did not see any Biden stories there, but, you know, they used to have the Trump stories pasted on the front section. Maybe they've changed their policy. I'm going to go ahead and click through from the front page of Yahoo to the actual news section. So I'm going to click on news, and let's see what we've got here. Okay, so 2 dead, 8 injured in downtown Minneapolis shooting. Okay, that's definitely newsworthy. 11 health issues doctors are now... Oh, that's the same story from before. Outcry after... That's the same story. Ah, here we go. And here's a political story. GOP election audit making Arizona a laughing stock. Arizona is a laughing stock for conducting an audit. A GOP election audit. So only the GOP is looking to audit... You know, it's weird because I watched a segment on Stephen Colbert, and, you know, watch isn't exactly the right description. You know, sit through, make it through, live through. I mean, there's got to be a word to kind of, you know, a phrase to describe sitting through one of Colbert's modern segments. The guy used to be such a genius, such a great comedian, and now it is so sad to watch this guy. And, you know, I wonder, why does this person throw away, I mean, I kind of want to say his dignity, because to me, I don't respect the guy anymore, but maybe he believes, you know, that he's doing the right thing. So maybe I shouldn't say that. But even if he believes what he's doing is right, can you at least be funny about it? The guy is not even funny. And to me, that's the greatest crime. Although, if I can wander into conspiracy theory territory for a moment, and, you know, I often will discredit myself by saying that I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I use that term sort of ironically because a conspiracy theory is used to smear people, right? It means that they believe in these, you know, weird things, these conspiracies that aren't true. But as I've stated on this show before, I find that many of these conspiracy theories actually do turn out to be true. So if I could offer this conspiracy theory, which may or may not be real, if you remember, do you know the artist Moby? He's a singer. That's the kind of artist he is, right? He does songs, right? Not my style of music. It's a little soft for my tastes. But, you know, I can tell that the guy is talented, right? Well, there's an interview that he does that I saw where he said that he was approached by the CIA who asked him to go on Twitter. It was the CIA or the FBI. I can't remember which one. Who asked him to go on Twitter or his social media and just asked him in general, actually, to speak up about, you know, the presidential situation. This is back when Trump was in office. And he did. Interesting. Now, Moby didn't state whether or not he got compensation for this, from my memory, but he did say these things. And if this sounds like wild conspiracy theory, then you really haven't kept up. In fact, as you know on this show, I always back up what I say with actual proof. So here we go, the at one time world-famous Moby.
I've managed to make a few friends in the intelligence community. So they passed on some information to me and they said, like, look, you have more of a social media following than any of us do. Can you please post some of these things just in a way to sort of put it out there?
Yeah, so it's not a conspiracy that the intelligence community uses famous people to spread the information that they have. And maybe I should say disinformation in some cases. And the reason why is because Moby actually elaborates on this. And he says that Trump was trying to create a war so he could gain popularity as a wartime president. And he was trying to go to war with Iran. Now, I think the people around him were trying to go to war with Iran. But if you recall, he actually did not go to war with Iran. And in fact, he was making peace in the Middle East. He fired John Bolton, although after hiring him, I think as he realized the way that things kind of work and he saw how corrupt it was, he got rid of John Bolton. He didn't go into Iran and he started inroads on making peace in the Middle East. Now, with the exception of the opinion, my opinion of Trump's motives, everything that I said happened has actually happened. Trump did not go to war with Iran. Trump did not create more war with Syria. Trump set the deadline to pull troops out of Afghanistan and reduce the troop numbers there. And Trump made several peace agreements in the Middle East for which he was nominated, I believe, three times for a Peace Prize. And so we come to the real reason, and again, this part's my opinion, but I think that this is the real reason that they don't want Trump back in office because he's bad for business, their business, the intelligence community's business. Remember what Chuck Schumer said? The intelligence community, they can get you six ways from Sunday. That's what Chuck Schumer said. And he said that Trump was a fool to cross them because they can get you six ways from Sunday.
He's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep. This taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
Six ways from Sunday. Man, that's what I should have called this show. Six ways from Saturday. But look, dude, I've been telling you the truth here. And so I don't think that it's that far out of bounds to take the leap and say that if the intelligence community is getting actors to do their bidding, then how far of a leap is it really to theorize, to at least think about the idea that people like Stephen Colbert are acting with an outside influence? I mean, maybe not. The guy's always been in favor of Democrats. He's always towed the party line, right, for the Democrats. But he was a little bit more fair. Although I do remember that he did say that Ron Paul was his favorite among the Republicans. And it was funny because he was cracking jokes about Ron Paul and the GOP. But when he said this, his face dropped. He got serious.
I like Ron Paul. I really do. I really do. I really like Ron Paul. The guy is intellectually consistent.
Yes, he is.
He absolutely. He says the same thing, you know, Monday that he said on Sunday. He doesn't change with the winds.
Yeah.
That's admirable, I think.
Yeah, he said that. I told you. I tell the truth. But, you know, do you really think that Moby is the only person that the intelligence community has approached? Do you think it's a coincidence that back when Donald Trump was running, like the Avengers and all these actors that were famous, at least at the time, came out and told you that you need to vote for Hillary Clinton? And, you know, they talk about undermining the election. How come nobody remembers that the Democrats actually wanted and ran a campaign? They ran a campaign using many of these same actors to come out and tell the electors to be faithless electors and try to get them to change the will of the people for Hillary Clinton. Now, that is truly undermining an election. If you really want to go in that direction, that's really undermining the election. Taking the representatives that are pledged to vote the way that the people vote and ask them to change it so that the people who elected a president, that their will gets overturned? I mean, that's insane. And now they keep pretending that this demonstration on the Capitol was way worse than it actually was. They had to falsify a man's death, at least one. They had to pretend that he died for a different reason than he actually died so they could make it look like that the protesters were more violent than they were. I mean, what? The protesters were like, they got somehow on the roof of the Capitol, descended from the roof, and started breaking windows in. No, there's something going on there. There's some weird-ish happening. And I will delve into the realm of conspiracy, because I've been proven right over and over and over again. So you can say it's nuts if you want. Heck, stuff I thought that was crazy ends up being true sometimes. Look at this coronavirus thing. Now people are starting to seriously take into account the idea that this virus did come from a lab. You know, when that came out, I thought that was nuts. I was like, there's no way. But mounting evidence is showing that it's very possible that it came out from a lab in Wuhan. And as a matter of fact, or get this, you know what? Nobody mentions this. Nobody mentions this. But I remember when this outbreak happened, and the U.S. was blaming it on China. And China put out a tweet, and they said that the U.S. was running military operations in Wuhan, and that it was the United States' fault that that virus got released. Now, I have no idea if that actually happened or not, but that tweet was real. As a matter of fact, let me quote you a story from 2020, March 13th, 2020. This is a long time ago in coronavirus terms here. This is in March of 2020. In his Thursday's tweets, Zhao Lijian, a spokesman of China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, accused the U.S. of spreading the virus to the city of Wuhan in Hubei province, the epicenter of China's coronavirus outbreak. The Chinese diplomat first posted a video clip in which Robert Redfield, director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Anyway, he told a congressional hearing Wednesday that some deaths from coronavirus had been discovered posthumously in the U.S. Zhao then tweeted, "The U.S. CDC director was caught red-handed. When did patient zero emerge in the U.S.? How many people had been affected? What's the name of the hospital?" It's possible that the U.S. military brought the virus to Wuhan. The U.S. has to be transparent and make public its figures. The U.S. owes us an explanation. Now, look, this is a Chinese diplomat, all right? So I have no trust. But what I'm saying is that this was way back then, that it was going around that this came out of a lab. And as a matter of fact, it says down here in a later paragraph that conspiracy theory was followed suspicion raised by U.S. Senator Tom Cotton and others that the virus had originated from the Wuhan P4 lab, a high security lab in Wuhan. So this is a rumor that has been going around for a long time now, and it seems to be getting some traction because, as I documented last week on the show, some scientists have come out and they have claimed that this virus has earmarks of being a laboratory-created virus. And as a matter of fact, you saw Well, I don't know if you saw the clip, but I played it last week on the show of Dr. Fauci admitting that they're essentially giving these viruses superpowers. And it's hilarious because they call that process of giving the viruses extra functions, like the ability to jump from animal to human, they call it gain of function. So what was happening was Rand Paul was asking Fauci why he supported gain of function research. And Fauci says, well, it's not gain of function, but if it is, then they're following the guidelines set forth by the grants that they were given them. So he says that Rand Paul is wrong, that they're not giving money to gain-of-function research, but if it is gain-of-function, it's following the proper guidelines and set forth by the grant. So they did pay them. Wait, please don't tell me that you think I'm going into conspiracy theory again, okay? But let me play the clips then. Let me play the clips so you have a greater understanding of what's going on in this world. Here is the exchange from C-SPAN, not Fox News, One America News, or, you know, not any conservative outlet. This is from C-SPAN. Here's Rand Paul.
Scientists in the U.S. have long known how to mutate animal viruses to infect humans. For years, Dr. Ralph Barrick, a virologist in the U.S., has been collaborating with Dr. Shi Zhengli of the Wuhan Virology Institute, sharing his discoveries about how to create superviruses. This gain-of-function research has been funded by the NIH. The collaboration between the U.S. and the Wuhan Virology Institute continues. Doctors Barrick and Shi worked together to insert bat virus spike protein into the backbone of the deadly SARS virus, and then use this man-made supervirus to infect human airway cells. Think about that for a moment. The SARS virus had a 15% mortality. We're fighting a pandemic that has about a 1% mortality. Can you imagine if a SARS virus that's been juiced up and had viral proteins added to it, to the spike protein, if that were released accidentally?
Okay. So Rand Paul is saying that the National Institute of Health and Dr. Fauci are supporting and paying for gain-of-function research. He's saying that they are doing research here in the U.S., and then they're sharing the results with the scientists in Wuhan. All right, now he's going to ask Fauci directly about this, and here's his answer.
Dr. Fauci, do you still support funding of the NIH funding of the lab in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely and completely incorrect that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
Do they fund Dr. Barrick?
We do not fund.
Do you fund Dr. Barrick's gain-of-function research?
Dr. Barrick does not doing gain-of-function research, and if it is, it's according to the guidelines.
All right, he's not doing it, but if it is, it's according to the guidelines. What a joke. Guys, what a joke. And we allow this to happen. And people, they treat Fauci, who has lied on multiple occasions with a straight face, and they make this guy out to be a hero. They idolize him. And do you know what? If you disagree with Fauci, and Fauci many times has said something and then changes it later on. He changes it. And if you disagree with what Fauci says, they'll say that you are spreading misinformation. It's funny, because when it turns out that your so-called misinformation was actually true, you don't get credit then. You stay smeared as a misinformer. So it doesn't matter if what you said was actually accurate. The fact that you went against the narrative for any length of time means that you are spreading misinformation. See, back when Stephen Colbert was a Democrat, the Republicans were going crazy. If you had any questions about 9/11, or if you wondered for an instant why we were going to Iraq for something that Bush later admitted Saddam had nothing to do with 9/11. He said it out of his own words, out of his own mouth. And the Republicans smeared you, and your own neighbors would be calling the FBI on you. That was a climate in the country back then. And it's happening again. People will, you can be friends with somebody on every level, but because they disagree with you politically, and because these psychopaths in charge say the truth, even if it's not true, if they say a line and you go against it, there are people in this country who will disavow you and will stop being friends with you simply because you used your brain and thought for yourself. You know, it's crazy. Have these people never read Animal Farm? Have they never watched any of the thousands of movies put out by liberals in Hollywood that caution against this kind of behavior? That caution that say that you will become what you hate. And that is exactly what has happened. All those things that they accuse Trump of doing, Biden does all those things. And you know what? Deep down, they know it. They know it. And that's why they're so quiet right now. That's why they're not saying jack snot. They're all under the radar with their masks still on, spread out, because of the cognitive dissonance that they're experiencing right now. They're hiding from feeling shame for the actions that they've taken and for the way that they've treated people and continue to treat people. To attribute motives to others and to disavow them and to stop being friends with them because they have different opinions than you do, that is the very thing that a liberal should despise. And yet they do it. And yet they do it. So Stephen Colbert and the people, you know, all these people who were once heroically acting against the establishment now have become friends with the establishment. And you can see as the millennials move on out of their 20s into their 30s, you can see the transformation of the rebel into the establishment. So despite being given grants, so it is paid for, and despite doing what's defined as gain of function, Fauci refuses to call it gain of function. And despite the fact that intelligence is shared with the Chinese, Fauci clings to the idea that because it wasn't necessarily done in China, that it's fine, that it's okay to fund us giving viruses these superpowers and the ability to jump these deadly viruses from animal to human. He thinks that he's okay with it. He's fine with it. So even though it does the things that we don't want it to do, if you call it something else, if you play semantic games, then it's okay by him. Almost done. Let me play just a little bit more of this.
Yeah. You don't think inserting a bat virus spike protein that he got from the Wuhan Institute into the SARS virus is gain of function?
That is
you would
not
be in the minority, because at least 200 scientists have signed a statement from the Cambridge Working Group saying that it is gain of function.
That's not gain of function. Okay. You know, this is the kind of doublespeak, right, that they talk about in 1984, right? This and again, remember the Patriot Act, right? You name a bill the opposite of what it actually is. This is a game that the conservatives were playing back, you know, around the turn of the century and around the new millennium, and now the liberals are playing it, and they should be just as ashamed as they think that the conservatives should be for the way that they acted back then. The liberals should be that ashamed now. And, you know, a friend of mine asked me, and he said, are you a liberal or conservative? And I said, conservative. And it was kind of odd to me, but that's the way that things have gone now. And I think I'm